William, pretty comprehensive defeat, but by a very strong South African side, it must be said.
Yeah, they're obviously a fantastic side. We've got a lot of players in the top order, fantastic players, and obviously coming in hard with the ball as well. Yeah, we let ourselves down a couple of areas, but I thought by and large we stuck at it and kept coming in hard, and even down the back end there, everyone wanted the ball, and with both ball and in the field, which is pleasing.
We had a couple of chances, a couple of expensive drops, might have been all different.
Yeah, obviously the first one of Hashim, like, things could have been different then, but it's one of those things in cricket, chances go down and you have to move on with it and keep sticking to the task in hand. And now we had probably a chance to run out as well when he's on about 100, but it's just one of those things. As I said, you want to be taking those chances, but you can't dwell on them at the same time. And you've got to give credit to how they played on a very good pitch as well.
And what was the mindset between the innings? We really going to chase 400, or was it a case of just try and score as many as you can to help the run rate?
No, you got to give it a go. And as we got off the pitch, it was on the board and it was broken down into sections and what we wanted to do. And for a large part of those sections that were on the board, we were probably been ahead of that in the West Indies game as well. So it's not a case of if it was undoable. It's obviously a very large total to chase and we had to play very well, but if we'd been able to set up some kind of platform up the top and keep those wickets in hand, then you do never know. But they came out and came at us pretty hard, and we lost those four wickets in the power play, and chasing any total puts you on the back foot.
And young Andrew McBrien, not his first World Cup wickets, not two good scalps to get.
Yeah, they're not the worst too. If it had come on probably the 78th over and got those, it would have been nicer again. But he's been bowling fantastically well for us, and he's a competitor, and he scraps right to the end, and it was fantastic as well for him to come on and get those two wickets, and it's just reaping the rewards of what he's been doing over the last few months.
And on the batting, Andrew Balburnie especially played very well, Kevin O'Brien a good 48, and George Dockrell there at the end, another good innings.
Yeah, the two lads played very well, especially after being put under some pressure. I think we were about 50 for 5 when they got together and steadied the ship nicely there. And it just shows you how easily you can score, how freely you can still score when you get that partnership together. And unfortunately, we didn't manage to do that within the top 4 or 5 and get a bit of a platform set there for those lads to come in later on. But credit the way they played. And Dockers there at the end, they came at him pretty hard. And he stuck at it pretty well and played very well for him.
That's not all doom and gloom. We play Zimbabwe now, and if we win that, that puts us back on track.
Yeah, it's looking on paper, it's a big margin of defeat, but I think there's still quite a few positives, as I've mentioned there, what we've done, and the lads are hungry and they still want it. And coming down now to Hobart, it's another game for us. We've got to prepare and go there and try and get the 2 points again.